When the games begin next month, there will be drug testing. A lot of it. The International Olympic Committee is cracking down hard on performance-enhancing drugs. Anyone caught using them will be barred from the games and from the next Olympics, too. We're joined now by Dr. Gary Wadler. He's a sports doctor, and he's a member of the World Anti-Doping Agency. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Wadler.
It's my pleasure.
Are you approaching testing any differently at these Olympic games?
Well, we're much more aggressive. There's going to be 25% more tests done at these games than there were at Athens, where there were 3,600 tests done. And actually, if we go back to 2000 in Sydney, there's going to be 90% more tests being done. And our technology has gotten better. Our information sharing has gotten better. Our intelligence has gotten better. Our ability to target test has gotten better. So both administratively and science-wise, we continue to move in a very aggressive and positive direction.
But it sounds like maybe athletes have wised up a bit, too. I've read all sorts of ways to avoid false positives, from diuretics to taking fertility pills to mask other performance-enhancing drugs. So how do you get around these sorts of things?
Well, we test for those masking agents, the very ones you talk about.
Earlier this year, 11 out of 14 weightlifters on the Greek Olympic team tested positive for steroid use, and then their coach blamed a Chinese manufacturer for giving them supposedly tainted supplements. To what extent can drug testers sort through all of these cases and determine who's really guilty and who isn't?
Well, we had a number of years ago a big problem with the dietary supplements which were contaminated, which caused positive drug tests for a steroid called nandrolone. That problem has been dealt with rather aggressively throughout the world. In addition to that, because of the nature of supplements, certainly in this country, we advise them that there's no guarantee that what is on the label is, in fact, is what is in the bottle. There's no requirement for safety, purity, and efficacy with supplements as there are with drugs. I think athletes are best advised to avoid them unless it's strictly under a medical guidance.
With all this testing, it seems like there's a lot of effort and a lot of money going into it. Who's paying for all of this, and how much does it cost?
Well, the budget, for example, of the World Anti-Doping Agency, I believe, is about $25 million a year. 50% of it comes from the governments of the world, and the other 50% basically comes from the International Olympic Committee. So it's a joint effort, which started in the year 2000. Now, of that budget, about 25% is for research. So we're looking ahead to the future, as well as looking at what's going on now. You know, we already have had three international conferences on the potential of gene doping, which is not, you know, believe an issue as we speak for these games, but certainly 4 or 8 years from now might be, as gene therapy begins to be developed as a therapeutic method in the United States and around the world. We know some athletes have already tried to become involved in that initiative.
And gene doping is basically where you transfer synthetic genes as a way to stimulate muscle growth, pump up endurance. Is there any way to test for that?
That's one of the challenges. We're looking at that, and our colleagues in the world of genetics are working with us very closely. We've established a real close rapport. We just completed our third meeting, which was held in St. Petersburg, Russia, only about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Gary Wadler is a sports doctor and chairman of the Prohibited Lists and Methods Committee at the World Anti-Doping Agency. Thank you.
My pleasure.